Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, we just want to thank you this morning for your grace upon our lives that have made it possible for us to see the beginning of another week. Thank you for the week that passed and your blessings. Our desire and our prayers, O God, is that the blessings of this week may they be more than that of last week. Grant it, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. While we are studying, can we just turn our Bible to 4 Philippians chapter 1? Philippians chapter 2, rather verses 5 to 11. Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11. Which goes like this. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, or things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May the Lord bless the reading of this portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. I want to pass a few comments on this, what I will title, We Have the Mind of Christ. Amen? We have the mind of Christ. That is the title of what I want us to look at this morning. Where the scripture we have just read was talking about how that we should let the mind of Christ be in us. Sometimes, this statement is very similar to be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. I've heard this several times, even among we that believe the message of our day, that where we are human beings, nobody is perfect, but you are not talking scriptures. You are not talking scriptures, because Jesus said we should be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Remember, that is God speaking. And the prophet said, God does not speak foolishly like we. He said, whatever God says, he meant it. And there is a purpose for him saying it. If God knew that it is impossible for you and for me to be perfect, why must he be saying we should be perfect? Amen? Amen. The Bible talks about two kinds of blood that we find in the Bible. The blood that was used in the Old Testament, which is the blood of animals, and the blood that was introduced in the New Testament, which is the blood of God. And Abraham said, the blood of the New Testament was not the blood of a man. He said it was the blood of God. That is what he taught us. And that is what we must believe. Amen? You know, in the Old Testament, one of the commandments they had was that they should not eat blood. That is why they were forbidden from eating animal that was strangled. animal that die of itself, except the one they slaughter and they pour the blood down. You know, like here, if you go to the abattoir where they kill these cows, people gather the blood, congeal it, boil it, and even eat it. But they were forbidden from doing that. That is one of the problems they had with Jesus. And how can you be a man? You are not only asking us to drink your blood, you are saying we should eat your flesh. You are making us cannibals. It is very, very important to have spiritual revelation. They didn't know what Jesus was saying. You know, many that believe in him went away. Say, what? We're forbidden from eating blood. But this man is not only offering to us his own blood, even including the flesh. They didn't understand. Amen? Now, where I'm going is this. Brother Brown told us that when we are in Christ, we are perfect. He said our perfection is in Christ. So anywhere you take the gospel to, whether you want to preach the doctrine of the gospel, whether you want to go to the reproof or rebuke or instruction or correction, you are coming to one thing. That one thing is the Holy Ghost. Amen? That is the difference between the saints in the Old Testament and the saints of the New Testament. The Old Testament saints, the Spirit was coming to them, talk to them. They really doesn't have indwelling of the Spirit. You take, for example, what do you call this man now? This man with power to Samson. Samson is what I want to refer to. You know, with the covenant that God made with Samson, with the seven locks of hair that was on his head, he was never to shave them. That was the secret of his power. And the people knew that there is a secret following that man. The people knew. Because once he come before a danger, there is a way he acts. And the things we do that is more than human. Amen? A lion is a dreadful animal. The prophet said a lion can kill 12 men before you say Jack Robinson. Before you pronounce Jack Robinson, he has killed 12 men. He's a hunter. He knows where to go. Once he jumps on the person's shoulder and hold here, pull it, he's a dead man. One day, a lion came out and roared against Samson. And the Bible says, the Spirit of God came upon him. He wasn't dwelling in him. He came upon him. And when the lion roared again, he put one hand on the down jaw part, put the other one at the top, and tore the lion into two. That was more than a man. I don't care if the man is a giant, and Samson was not a giant. Samson was a little bitty person. What made the difference? What brings the power is the Spirit of God that was coming upon him. There was one day about 1,000 men with helmets. They prepared to catch him. They went to ambush him. You know, when you ambush somebody, there's a possibility of you having the upper hand. Because he doesn't know you are there. You will pounce on him suddenly. Before he can organize himself, he would have done a lot of havoc. But that was not the case of Samson. When they pounced on him like that, he looked and looked. Nothing is, no weapon was he carrying gun or knife. He saw a jawbone. The prophet said, that jawbone, rain has fallen on it, sun has shined on it, that ordinarily if you take it and hit the helmet that they were wearing, it will go into 1,000 pieces. But as long as it was in the hand of Samson, when he picked that jawbone, the Spirit of God came upon him. Oh, glory to God. He was not hitting somebody twice, left and right. He just hit this one, a dead man. No, that was not normal. That was not ordinary. That was not natural. That was supernatural. The Spirit of God, what he can do. Amen. Brother Brown told us about the man of Gadara who was filled with evil spirits that cannot be bound by chains. We bind him by chains, we just plug them and solve them. And the prophet asked a question. He said, if the power of the devil can make a man to do that, what do you think? Because the devil is a creature of God. What do you think about the Creator, whose power is supreme? Because he said, all power, both in heaven and in earth, have been given to me. Amen. Where am I going? The importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost to a believer. It cannot not be overemphasized. We are told that by the foreknowledge of God, God chose us before the foundation of the world. Is that not so? Do you know you are only presuming that thing until you receive the Holy Ghost? Do you know it? You are only presuming that you are one of the elected ones. What brings that confirmation to you that you are an elected one is when God sealed you into the kingdom by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. On the day of Pentecost, you know Jesus had 12 apostles. I made a lot of emphasis on that in that denomination that day. No woman there. I said, today, if it were today, they will say Jesus is gender bias, gender discrimination. I don't care the grammar you put on it. God said, woman should not preach, period. You say, what about the women preaching? They are out of the will of God. Not everybody that says Lord, Lord, not everybody that preach, we made it heaven. But they that do the will of God, which is my heavenly Father, the will of God is his word. May God help us. The Spirit of God came upon him and he finished the people. One day they noticed he was in a city. If the Spirit of God was really in him, he wouldn't be going for prostitute. A man that God was using like that, he was with a harlot in the city. And the people knew. They went and locked the main gate. They said, today we will catch this man. Around midnight, Samson came out. He looked right, he looked left. He went to the gate. You know the way they bury gate? With concrete. He just hold one part of it, he shook it. He went to the other one, he shook it. He pulled it, put it on his shoulder. Walk away. The prophet asked a question. He said, do you think anybody will follow him? He said, somebody want to commit suicide. What was the difference between Samson and ordinary men? It was the Spirit of God coming upon him. What is the difference between sinners and the saints today? It is the Spirit of God that is dwelling in us. Not that he come upon us. He is dwelling in us. Let me tell you what statement the prophet made, if you will not misunderstand. But Abraham said, a man filled with the Holy Ghost, he said he doesn't come to church to be built up. I think you know. He said he's always full of God. God is dwelling in him permanently. We have the mind of Christ. Praise be to God. If you have the mind of Christ, your actions and your reactions will be word of God oriented. Because it is not you. It is somebody else living his own life through you. And that is why Christianity is so unique. No other religion can compare to it. No, that religion is just do and don't, rituals. It is solely in Christianity you have power to live above sin. Amen? Because it's not you. Paul was telling us somewhere, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. Let me say something. In many cases, many of us will think preachers are specially anointed by the Holy Ghost. That is a gift. They are nine spiritual, there are five ministerial gifts. Five. He gave to some apostles. Can you project Ephesians 4 for us? I don't always like going to those things because it's time taking. In Ephesians 4. But today, for you to be a minister, you must go to school of theology. You must have certificate. There are schools of 3 months, schools of 6 months. There are some of 1 year. The longer you stay there, the higher certificate you receive. Ephesians 4:11. 11. Verse 11. Amen. And he gave some. Who gave them? He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers. Amen. Have you ever sat down to consider the statement of the prophet when he said, don't miss ministries? Maybe one day I will preach it as a sermon. Amen. I think we are mature church. You can absorb anything. We are no longer babies that you preach something causes offense. No. If it is the word of God, preach it. Call white white. Call black black. As Jesus said, blessed are they that will not be offended at my word. We are not of them that are offended at the word of God. Amen. May God help us. So, brothers and sisters, pray for one another. We keep saying it. You can never be an overcomer as a church member. Repentance, water baptism, by marriage in the name of Jesus Christ, make you a member of a church. We address you as a brother. We address you as a sister. And if you are gifted, you can play drums, you can play piano, you can play guitar, you can play saxophone, you can play whatever instrument is available. You are a brother. But remember, it takes the baptism of the Holy Ghost to put you in the church triumphant. Amen. That church is overcomers. There is no one in the body of Christ that will miss the rapture. No, once you are in that body, your rapture is secured. Each time you wake up, you find yourself here, know that the rapture has not taken place yet. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Praise God. Amen. That is why a man filled with the Holy Ghost cannot be a backbiter. He cannot be a gossiper. He cannot be a killer of another fellow at his back. If you have those qualities in you, pray very well. Brother Abraham said there is a possibility of having a ghost instead of the Holy Ghost of the Bible. He didn't even stop there. If you study the message, the anointed ones at the end time, do you know the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost that is in the soul of the believer? It is the same Holy Ghost that is in their spirit. The anointed ones. And yet they are not converted. Have you ever considered what Jesus meant by saying, many will come to me on that day and say, have I not prophesied in your name? Correct prophecy. In your name, do many miracles and signs and wonders. And yet Jesus will say, depart from me, I know you not, ye workers of iniquity. Is it possible to do miracles in the name of Jesus and be a reprobate? Judas cast out devils. Judas. He cast out devils. And yet he was a serpent seed. I wish I had time. If Christ is in us, Christ's character will be in us. Christ's actions is everything about Christ will be in us. The statue of a perfect man that you see there, so do you know why the prophet put it there? The first ladder there is faith, the beginning of a faith. When he was preaching it, he wasn't talking to church members. He was talking to sons and daughters of God that are converted. He said the Holy Ghost will bring all those virtues into you. He said automatically. It was Peter that will say, add to this, add to this, add to this, add to this. You will overcome anger today. I overcome and you will be lost. You'll be fighting against, okay, I overcome anger. The next trouble now is lost after women. Forget it. Once you are converted, all this foolishness and rubbish and nonsense, they are gone. The Bible says, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Praise God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I don't know. There's a way I look at scripture. Are you getting me? There's a way I look at scripture. And I take the scripture at their face value. I don't reason it. If God says, behold, all things have become new. All things means all things. Not today you are fighting with anger. You are, you know, struggling with it. At a point in time, you think you have overcome it. The next thing is gossip. Your mouth need to close. Brother Abraham said, if you don't have any good thing to say about your brother, he said, shut up. Amen. If you don't have good thing to say about your brother, by no emo. So people, they can. Well, we thank God for phone. Nowadays, we can stay in Nigeria gossiping somebody in the U.S. It's an evil spirit. Let me tell you, every unrighteousness, the Bible says is what? It's sin. That's why when the prophet was preaching one time, he said, fornication is not a sin. Adultery is not a sin. Anger is not a sin. Lie is not a sin. Stealing is not a sin. What elderly woman couldn't bear it? He stood up, he said, Brother Bill, tell us what is sin. And the prophet said, sin is unbelief. Amen. He said, sin is unbelief. All those things he was mentioning, so they are all part of the old things are passed away in the life of a Christian. Amen. They passed away. Completely passed away. You have the mind of Christ. What I keep saying is this. You check. The Bible refers to a mountain, a holy mountain. What makes a mountain holy? Every mountain is a mountain. Brother Abraham told us the secret. He said it was because the Holy God descended on it. That is why it's referred to as holy mountain. Where God was dealing with Moses, where the bush was burning and the grasses were not being consumed, fire consumed completely when it's burning. But in that case, it was different. That was what attracted the prophet. When he was coming, he said, remove your shoes. The ground you are standing is a holy ground. Why? Because the Holy God was there. The mountain was called Holy Mountain. And the ground where God descended was called Holy Ground. Brothers and sisters, if God is living in us, God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. If God is living in us, We cannot produce nothing else but holiness and righteousness and purity, because those are his character. Many of us, we lack. No wonder the prophet said, if you want to know what is in a man, he says, step on him. We can laugh, we can shake hands. God bless you, Shalom. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Let something go wrong, everybody will manifest what is in him. May God help us. Brother Abraham said the Pentecostal sky is full of realities. He said, don't take part of it. Our first bath between mama and papa was a permissive will. It wasn't the perfect will of God. That is why you must be born again. Brother Abraham told us that the perfect will of God, that there was going to be a time that Adam will speak if we conceive the way Jesus came. And that is the lineage we fall into when we are converted. Amen. When Jesus was here, the Bible says he was tempted in all ways, but he seen what time. Yet without sin. It is that same Christ we are talking about that is living in you, that is living in me. May God help us to know who we are. We are what we are by the grace of God. Me, I will not take anything less than what God called me. If you call me another name, I will answer you. This is St. Joseph. We are not Roman Catholic. Until you are a dead person in Roman Catholic, you are not a saint. Then the question is that, was Paul writing to dead saints in Ephesians? When he was writing to the saints that are in Ephesus, was he writing to dead people? It is apostasy. Praise God. Amen. About this message, the prophet made emphasis on, come out of her, my people. Come out of denomination. Come out of heresies. Come out of man-made theology. Come out of other the preachers of seminarist experience without the Holy Ghost. Amen. A man filled with the Holy Ghost will be in the Word of God all the way. The Holy Ghost is the writer of the Bible. I hope you know that. The scripture says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for rebuke, for correction, for instruction, unto righteousness, so that the man of God, the woman of God, the people of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We don't struggle to do good works. It is automatic. And when we do that, we are not expecting any reward from anybody. We even forget we have done anything for somebody. Oh, man. The mind of Christ that is in you, that is in me, is what we are talking about. What brings the mind of Christ? The Holy Ghost. Amen. What brings the peace of Christ? It's the Holy Ghost. What brings the joy of Christ? It's the Holy Ghost. What brings perseverance? It's the Holy Ghost. What brings forgiveness? It's the Holy Ghost. Every good thing that is in Christ is in you as a son of God and as a daughter of God. We don't care what anybody will say about us. I've always been saying that. May I clarify? There's always two sides to a coin. If you are living wrong, don't come to a point to say, I don't care what people say. Where you are living wrong, you are a stubborn block. But if by the grace of God, as appeared to you, you know you are living right, you are doing what is right, you are being led by the Holy Ghost, criticism will come. That's why Brother Brown told us that the criticism in the account of the Word of God, he said, is great pains of his grace. People will talk good about you. Those that are ordained of the devil, serpent seed, they will criticize you anyhow. They will call you names that doesn't belong to you. That's why Jesus said, if no matter what they do to you, falsely, he said, don't worry. Praise God. Amen. They can accuse you of a fornicator, but they can't prove it. They just want to spoil your name. But let me tell you one thing. You cannot spoil the name of a son of God. You cannot spoil the name of a daughter of God. You are only fooling yourself. Because at the end of the day, God, who will judge the whole world in righteousness, he had already justified this man. This man is a justified man. But Brother Brown told us the difference between being justified and forgiveness. When somebody done anything wrong, he said you can forgive him. But when you are justified, is that you never did anything wrong right from the offset. If God justify me, I justify you. Who can put an accusation? No wonder the scripture says who can lay any child of an elect of God? Before the foundation of the world, God wrote their names in the last book of life. Oh, glory to God. Why should I not be happy? Just tell me. Why shouldn't I be happy? I'd be so happy until the devil be ashamed of himself. He want to make me to be sad. I will say no. I refuse to be sad. Amen. God bless you. Is that the case of David and the daughter of Saul that he married? When they were bringing the ark, David was dancing. You know, king, they sort of compose themselves as high honor people. You know, they don't miss anyhow. But David was dancing before the common man, and that was the offense of the daughter of Saul. When he came home, he said, "Today, I see what you did. Look at what you were doing. You were dancing before those people." And David said, "That thing I did, so I was dancing before the Lord, who preferred me than your father." I used to like the way Brian Daly used to say that thing. He said, "If you don't like that, you take this." And around and around and around and around, David went again. Blessed be God forever. No sorrow, no pain, no regret. We are the first bat, we were born defeated. This second bat, we are born victorious. Whether the devil like it or not, we are overcomers. The devil cannot overcome a Holy Ghost in man. It's not possible. Blessed be God forever. He will do whatever he wants to do. He will make noise. He will lie because he's a liar right from the beginning. It will not move a child of God. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us before the foundation of the world. And our safe arrival to the four square city is guaranteed. You know, when you buy a good, they say 3 months warranty or guarantee or whatever. Our journey from here to glory is guaranteed. No matter what will happen, except God permits it for his own glory. That's why the Bible says, in all things, give thanks. Brother Abraham says, sometimes things will happen. You don't know how everything is working for your good. Of course, the scripture is true. As a child of God, God bless you, church. I rejoice with you being a child of God. Material things are immaterial to a child of God. Material things, they are immaterial before a son of God. The Bible says, after food and raiment, you should be what? You should be satisfied. We brought nothing here. We hadn't taken anything out of this place, materially speaking. You have house in Dubai, one in London, one in, what do you call it? One in Washington, one in Accra, one in Abuja. The day you die, they just dig ground, put you inside one box, and put you there. Everybody will turn his back. Your wife may be there, your children may be there. Take Christ as your absolute. Don't take anything else as your absolute. I don't care who the person is. He have an end. But Christ never had a beginning. He will never have an end. That is why I keep telling us, look, it's good to be educated. I'm not preaching illiteracy because I'm an illiterate. I'm not preaching that. The message doesn't preach that either. But what I am saying is this. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all other things shall be added. Amen. Your certificate is meal ticket. You ride good cars, live in mansion, eat good food, wear good clothes. Period. Full stop. Amen. They don't rebel for us. So we have the mind of Christ. We are not struggling to do it. It's Christ living his life through us. That's why we don't keep enmities. Let me say something. There's a minister who used to be frequent with us before the brethren left us to form an assembly in Edo. One day, I can't remember what took us to Edo. We met the man there. He was preaching to them. Since that time, I've not allowed him to come here. Do you know why? Recently, he came to my house because he knew I turned my back to him. These are people you know where they were here and they have left. You did not even come and ask what happened. I'm not against him going there. But he should have come and say, the people we used to see together here, what happened that they are there? Look, one day, I will call their pastor over there and say, today, Sunday, will you permit me to come and take all your services? If you allow me, I will go. I don't have anything in my mind against nobody. And you should never have. Because the mind, if you have the mind of Christ, you don't bear grudges. You don't carry grudges. If you have the mind of Christ, you are not tribalistic. This one are from Igbo. This one Fulani. We have the mind of Christ. It's God that created all of us. The blood that was shed at the cross was for everybody, especially the elected. God bless you. Let's bow our heads. And Father, we thank you. We are very grateful. Though we were born ugly, thank you for the second birth that had given us the right birth, that has given us the mind of God. Lord, your prophet said, I wish somebody leave me a sermon rather than to preach me one. Father, may that be our portion. All the officers, whatever we do in the house of God, musicians, whatever, the janitor, Father God, may we get one, may we get the first thing first. Then other things can follow. We have seen people who will preach, even have miracles, signs and wonders. Jesus said he didn't know them. They were workers of iniquity. And the prophet told us what iniquity is. May you help us, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your servant that normally take this class has traveled on missionary trip. May your presence accompany him. Use him as a channel of blessing to your people. Watch over his family and the church that he has left behind to take his journey. May your name be praised as we leave the rest of the services into your sufficient hands. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen.